USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. An alarming amount of animals are dying in areas near the Ohio train derailment. Animals, not just fish, but hens, have been reported dead as far as 5 miles away from the crash site. The governor of Ohio, in the meantime, angry that trains that derailed in his state were not considered high hazardous rail cars.
Frankly, if this is true, and I'm told it's true, this is absurd.
Republican Mike DeWine says he wants Congress to investigate this safety lapse. The Norfolk Southern Railway train derailed February 3rd in East Palestine near the Pennsylvania border. The EPA continues to investigate. Police at Michigan State University have released the names of 2 of 3 students killed in Monday night's shooting on campus.
Brian Frazier of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and Alexandria Werner of Clawson, Michigan, died in the shooting. 5 victims remain in the hospital in critical condition. MSU Interim President Teresa Woodruff spoke at a press conference on Tuesday.
We're grieving, and as a community, we're grieving together. He struggled to comprehend. We lost families, friends, classmates, and our hearts go out to the victims and families of this senseless tragedy.
From East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 3 unidentified high-altitude objects shot down in the U.S. and Canada may be tied to benign commercial or research efforts. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that's what U.S. intelligence agencies are considering as a potential explanation.
We want to make sure that we get debris from the objects so we can get a sense of what the objects were for certain.
Ford is halting production and shipments of its electric F-150 Lightning pickup. The company said there's a potential battery issue, which is currently being investigated. Ford hasn't shared any additional details, but found the issue during its pre-delivery quality inspections. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Cops are saying the Michigan State University shooter had a note in his pocket threatening 2 New Jersey public schools. Ewing Township Police said they closed all the local schools out of an abundance of caution.
I'm not going to give out specifics as to what the threat was, but it was a threat of violence.
The 43-year-old Michigan school shooter attended Ewing schools from kindergarten through 12th grade, but has not lived in that area for years. Another Texas man is under arrest for his actions during January 6th and the Capitol riots. William Sarsfield is from Gun Barrel City, which is outside of Dallas. The 46-year-old is accused of repeatedly fighting with Capitol cops. Sarsfield and a mob of rioters were making coordinated pushes against police barricades at the time. A mural of Tyree Nichols now covers the side of a building in Memphis. Artist David Yancey created it at Steve A. Castle's House of Rhythm and Blues. It comes after Nichols was beat by Memphis police during a traffic stop and died 3 days later. The winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history has been revealed in California.
Edwin Castro.
Edwin Castro, the winner of that $2 billion plus lottery, was a no-show at Tuesday's California Lottery announcement.
As you might imagine, Edwin would like to largely remain private.
Castro purchased the winning ticket in November in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The owner of the store where Castro bought that ticket also received a $1 million check. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.